Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a segment from an interview Gary did with No Bullcon, where he gives some crucial advice to all the entrepreneurs out there. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What is one thing you think a lot of entrepreneurs or leaders need to hear? You know, gut checks that they need to hear in order to be successful over the next decade.
That if you're looking for outside validation based on your net worth, your blue check mark, or how many followers you have, you're ultimately vulnerable for the game that we're actually playing, which is, do you enjoy your life? And you need to really look at that because it really plays out. It is only sustainable for so long to play an optics game for other people to think you're successful. It is the number one thing entrepreneurs need to hear. Like, who, you know, I reference this a lot, and I know a lot of people here, because I see some faces are close to my content. I reference a very obscure part of the cinematic classic, Rocky IV. And in Rocky IV, which is the one where he fights Drago, the Russian at the end talks about this thing. They fight, Rocky wins, the crowd, you know, and Drago grabs the mic and he goes, look, all of you in this Russian crowd, you thought it was Russia versus America in this ring? I was fighting for myself in here, you. And that's how I think about my business. I'm so appreciative of the love, the admiration, but my inability to hear that is why I'm able to deal with the negative pushback that I'm a this, that I'm a that, and it makes it very quiet for me, and then I get to play my game. I think the biggest thing that people need to hear is you will always lose if you're doing it for them. Always. It's just not sustainable in the end. And I want people to be happier. Like, it matters. Like, your quality of like mental happiness matters. And I think people think money closes the gap on it. And I actually think, much like social media, it exposes it. I think if you're unhappy, money will expose it, make it more unhappy. It will not close the gap. And so doing it for yourself, which is so awesome. I assume a lot of you in this room and on video probably know the thing I know, which is, holy, business is my favorite hobby. Like, I would much rather do a business meeting than golf. It's not even close. I would much rather have a business problem that I have to solve than go skiing or take a trip to a vineyard. I just enjoy it. Literally the only thing in my life that gives me the same kind of like feeling is not even going to a Jets game, because that is actually escapism. That is like my church. That like, caring so much about something that in theory you shouldn't care about actually helps everything work for me. It's actually garage sailing. This is real. This is how I know I'm in a very sick place of like loving my thing. The only thing in the world that gets my chemicals going the same way every day does running businesses is waking up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday with like a 33, you know, garage sale, town-wide garage sale. And it's still just business. It's finding something for 40 cents that I know is $8 or something that's $8. And so that's when I knew that I found my true love. And honestly, I think for a lot of you in this room and on video, debating how much you may love business and you like may love being an entrepreneur, but do you love the thing you're doing? Because if you don't, having the humility to take a step backwards financially to reset and do something you like more is something that I'm trying to talk a lot about more, because I've seen it. I've seen it ironically, not because the person usually had enough humility to pull it off. It's because they were forced to, because it went bad and they're like, oh my God, I wish this did this 12 years ago. This is so much more fun. I like this thing. Trying to find something you love, it really works. And so I don't know. I'm really hopeful that people, I mean, I'm blown away by how status, money, follow count, blue check marks, Mercedes-Benz's, Rolex's, like private plane. I don't think, because I was in my own cocoon for so long, I don't think I understood how much people needed outside affirmation to be a band-aid for their emotional instabilities or insecurities that they were parented with or things of that nature. And I come with such gratitude that I didn't stumble into that. But then almost a level, to be very frank, almost a level of guilt that I didn't stumble into that. And so grateful. It's like this very weird kissing cousin of like guilt and gratitude that makes me desperately want to communicate it on the platform that I have of like, I don't know how many very, 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 very wealthy people you know, but a shocking amount of them are not super pumped, not super happy, not living the dream, you know? And so it's not going to be money. So, figure it out. And by the way, we made a subtle point earlier and I saw some people react. I'm going to throw a weird one, which is also not fun to say, but could lead to so much more happiness. I believe there's a lot of people watching or in this room right now that shouldn't be number ones, that are like in between a one and a two and like don't have the stomach or like the leadership to really be a true number one entrepreneur. I know that's a weird thing to say and I don't say that as a negative. I just see so many people that are playing a number two role, making way more money and loving life so much more after they stop trying to be a number one for the optics of it or the ideology of it. So that's very much on my mind as well.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review comes from user named Rico1411, and it reads, "Gary spews knowledge. I'm finally getting around to reviewing Gary V's podcast. It's magical to listen to, and it provides the perfect level of insight around everything that is going on in the business world. He is profound in his message and delivers with inviolable passion and conviction. You will not be disappointed ever by listening to Gary. Just subscribe now and make him part of your daily routine. It will leave you with a smile on your face and lots of positive thoughts in your head." Thank you so much for those kind words. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.